call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Trustee Compass?
Here.
Trustee Reardon?
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Here.
Mayor Peacock?
Here.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the December 20th, 2021 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Katsinas?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of December 20th, 2021.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
Approval of the December 20th, 2021 special meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Radiszewski?
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees special meeting of December 28th, 2021.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
I abstain as I was not able to attend.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
Accounts payable approval.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve the accounts payable from December 22nd, 2021 through January 4th, 2022 in amount of $3,853,258.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda, item A, payroll approval. Item B, Wooded Path 2, Pond Number 12-01, Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2022 to 2024. It's easy for you to say. Item C, Nicholas Pond Number 02-09, Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2022 to 2024. Item D, Public Works Pond Number 16-13, Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2022 to 2024. Item E, Butterfield Number P34-02, Shoreline Stewardship Renewal 2022 to 2024. Item F, RFP 21063, Turf Mowing and Maintenance Services. Item G, authorize the sale of one police vehicle to the Village of Phoenix, Illinois. Item H, Municipal Vehicle Program Agreement Renewal. Item I, Orland Park Police Department's Voluntary Security Camera Registration Program. Item J, Hampton Inn Ordinance. Item K, Hampton Inn Authorizing Development Agreement Ordinance. Item L, Replacement of Marked and Unmarked Police Vehicles Purchase Proposal. Item M, Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Number of Class A Liquor License Ordinance. Item N, Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Number of Class A Liquor License Ordinance. Item O, Amend Title 7, Chapter 4, Number of Class A Liquor License Ordinance. And Item P, Amend Title 7, Chapter 18, Decrease Number of Video Gaming Licenses Ordinance.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Malani?
Move to approve items A through P of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye. And Tarika, could you please let George and Bonnie know they can collapse in the future? If we've got three amending of Class A liquor license, we can do it in one ordinance. We don't have to do it all and just put the details behind it. Thank you.
Sidewalk condition assessment contract.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve awarding RFP 21-065 to Geralt Hamilton Associates of Vernon Hills, Illinois for $145 per mile sidewalk as outlined in their December 15th, 2021 proposal for an amount not to exceed $59,812.50. $54,375 plus a 10% contingency of $5,437.50, and to authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Just so everybody knows, this is part of our assessing all of our sidewalks now. As part of all of our road program, we've assessed our roads. We're going to assess our roads next year This year, we're going to assess our sidewalks so that we can have a more robust replacement program, correct?
We'll do the streets as well this year.
Oh, the streets are going to be this year, too?
Yes, it'll just be at a later board date.
So we're going to have a good five-year plan then for what we're going to be doing with our sidewalks and our streets. Great. Call the roll.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
An ordinance amending administrative procedures for assessing and determining claims under PSEBA.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Malani?
Move to adopt an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Administrative Procedures for Assessing and Determining Claims Under PSEBA.
Second.
Any questions or comments? And this is just an administrative procedure to clean up stuff required by the state in the ordinance dealing with PSEBA. Call the roll.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Trustee Compass?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski?
Aye.
Mayor Peacock?
Aye.
Any unscheduled visitors?
Any non-scheduled visitors? You have 3 minutes.
I'll take the form here, please.
If you've got the form, you can give it or just give the name.
Start me? I have a lot to read in a short period of time, so. Did my time start?
Yep.
Oh. You all signed an oath of office stating, I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of village trustee to the best of my ability. Please allow me to remind you of the God-given inherent inalienable rights you swore to support from the Constitution of the United States of America, Fourth Amendment right to privacy, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Ninth Amendment, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. These God-given inherent inalienable rights are mirrored in the Constitution of the State of Illinois. Article 1, Bill of Rights. Section 6, searches, seizures, privacy, and interceptions. No warrant shall issue without probable cause supported by affidavit, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Section 24, rights retained. The enumeration in this Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the individual citizens of the state. A few years ago, I read a warning to you about UN Agenda 21 plan for centralized, unelected world government under the guise of sustainable development. UN Agenda 21 sustainable development is the action plan implemented worldwide to inventory and control all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all energy, all education, all information, and all human beings in the world. This plan of sustainable development is now being implemented through corporations such as Costco. Costco published in their January 2022 magazine, page 133, right here, which is a subset of the UN Sustainable Development Goals here, as displayed on the UN website. The village of Roland Park has played right into the UN's hands by giving the corporations such as Costco the power to decide whether or not to honor the God-given inherent inalienable rights of we the people of the village of Roland Park, when it is the number one job of the village of Roland Park board of trustees to honor their oaths of office, support the very constitutions that protect the God-given inherent inalienable rights of the people. Honor your oaths of office by ordering these corporations and businesses in Orland Park, such as Costco and such as my daughter's martial arts, Taekwondo, to not enforce these unconstitutional violations of the rights of we the people in the village of Orland Park.
Time is up. And just to be clear, the village of Orland Park board actually held a special meeting, not enforcing these mandates. That is what we can do. We cannot And we cannot mandate that a private business does or does not enforce these things any more than we can mandate that a person goes or doesn't go to it. So we are actually enforcing the Constitution.
Board comments?
Trustee Malani.
Hope everybody enjoyed their New Year's, and 2022 is off to a great start for you all. Thank you to everybody that brought their children to our New Year's Eve celebration at the Centennial Ice Rink. We had a sold-out event with 106 participants. And also, reminder, coming on February 5th, we're going to hold the Cinderella's Ball at the Cultural Center. Please register soon, as that event is already close to half full. Thank you.
Trustee Katsinas.
Thank you. In light of the current weather conditions that are expected to get worse with cold, it's a good idea to check on neighbors, family members, and particularly our seniors. Just a reminder, the Orland Park Police Department at 151st and Ravinia is a 24/7 warming center. So if you find yourself unlucky one evening without any heat, please go to the Orland Park Police Station. Thank you.
Trustee Radiszewski.
I just want to say Happy New Year to everyone. That's it.
Trustee Healy.
Okay, well, fasten your seatbelt here. So,
oh boy.
I was abhorred by the shooting in Bradley, murdering of the two policemen. And I thought, well, that happened at a Comfort Inn, and we have hotels like that here. That could have happened here. That could have been Orland Park or anywhere. I mean, the fear that's emanating out from the city and the crime emanating out of the city is just unacceptable. And, you know, what can we do to change the environment where people don't go to jail or anything like that? We've got some bad representatives out there, the governor, the state's attorney, the head of the Cook County, the head of the courts. They're all, you know, who put these people in there is what I've asked myself. And you look at it, and I've looked at the campaign materials, and to me, a big part of their funding came from two billionaires who live on the north side. It came from George Soros for the, you know, the state's attorney. But a major part of each one of them came from organized labor. And I look at all my friends I've got plenty of friends who are electricians, pipe fitters, carpenters, sheet metal workers. Those unions, there is a place for unions, the trade unions in this world. But, you know, all those members have to look at and ask themselves, why are they supporting these people? Don't they like law and order? I mean, who's putting these people there? It's our neighbors. And you look at the sign that says Proud Union Home. I mean, they're the people putting these people in there. They've gotten over 20% of their money from, organized labor. And I'm not against organized labor, but they should, you know, they speak with their dollars. And I wish the people would the organized labor members who are for law and order, and I imagine there's a lot of them, I wish they would tell their management, stop giving money to people that don't want law and order around here. What's so hard about that? I mean, it's you look at them, these are your neighbors and that, they are supporting the people that cause these deaths, cause this, you know, fear in our world. I'm just, I just wish that there'd be some changes. And I'm not saying vote Democratic or Republican. I'm just saying vote for law and order. What's wrong with that? Thank you.
Trustee Reardon.
Happy New Year to everyone. Looking forward to a hopefully better 2022. Some words I'd like to see thrown around a little more by business leaders, by politicians, is things like logic, things like common sense, things like use your head. You don't see that much in a lot of the things that are coming out of our current leaders. I think I'm sure the mayor's gonna have a much more detailed and more specific comments on this, but you know, it's been said all along, you know, use your common sense, talk to your doctor, talk to your family, do what's best for you.
You know, don't listen to something on the internet. Don't listen to something you saw in an ad somewhere. If everyone used a little more common sense, I think we'd have a lot. And I think, you know, I echo a lot of what Bill just said. I think it can apply to that too. If people would use common sense when they're voting for their, you know, their leaders, that would help a long way as well. So we got a lot of great stuff happening in this town. Hopefully, 2022 is going to be, you know, a good time for Orland Park. So be safe out there.
Trustee Compass.
So the first day of the year brought with it the first lasting snowfall that we've had this season. Thankfully, we did not get as much as we anticipated, but I know if we had, we would have been well covered by our snow removal team here in the village. I'd like to thank Public Works and the Parks field maintenance teams, as well as our contractors, for responding so efficiently. During a time when all organizations right now are feeling the brunt of being short-staffed, I know it was all available hands-on deck for this response. Great teamwork doesn't happen without practice. So with some new faces and new roles, Public Works leadership ran a tabletop simulation to practice how they would respond to unpredictable staffing shortfalls. So Joel, thank you and your team for staying ready. I know it won't be the last of our snow, but I'm confident your team will continue to rise to the occasion. To the residents of Orland Park, when you start to see snowfall and know someone parked on the street, please do what you can to move these vehicles to driveways where possible. It can be frustrating to our neighbors, and I know to our snow crews, to know that there are areas that they have to go past and cannot plow because a car is parked on a street next to an empty driveway. So please do what you can to get those cars out of the street so that we can clear them as best we can. But in closing, I see this as a great sign for the start of the year. I'm seeing a lot of memes out right now that suggest that this year is something that happens to us. I think we're all waiting for 2022 to be an event that impacts us. But I say instead, let's make 2022 a great and happy new year. I think we can make our future here. So let's do that together. Thank you.
Thank you. So I have a few comments tonight, but and I just happened, because I was pulling up an email the chief sent me, I just happened to pull up my emails, and I got some emails tonight. And I get a lot of, we all do, but I get some really nasty emails. But I figured since I got it tonight, I'll share this one with you. I hope you get cancer. And then there's a bunch of other stuff. And then, I truly hope you or your family face karma and see what it's like to try to get treatment or ER services and you can't. You are truly an evil person. That's the kind of stuff that we get, okay? For doing our jobs, providing facts, and this board does a great job of following the Constitution, following the law. I don't think we've done anything that's ever violated that. And we do it publicly, even to the point where, you know, we have to take heat for doing that. We don't do it behind closed doors. We don't just set some policy. We do it so everyone knows. So these are the types of people that, unfortunately, we have to deal with. And so it's unfortunate. And back to logic and facts. How about we use those? And tonight, I want to talk about two issues that, unfortunately, just seem to continue to dominate our lives, which none of us really want to. That's COVID and crime. Earlier today, I gave an update on the information sent to me by Cook County Board President Preckwinkle to support her mandate. You can watch that online and see all the details about it. It's a draconian mandate which clearly targets children, since nearly all our seniors and adults are fully vaccinated at this point. I want to thank Commissioner Morrison for joining me in publicly questioning these mandates that were targeting our children from the moment they came out. These efforts led to President Preckwinkle and the Cook County Department of Public Health backtracking from their position on mandating vaccinations for children under 18 in park district and municipal programs. Question I have is, why do elected officials keep making children bear the brunt of this pandemic? At the beginning of the pandemic, schools were shut down, parks were closed, and we were told not to let children take part in organized activities. Even worse, remember when we were told how children were going to infect and kill their grandparents? Then came remote learning and mandates for no school sports or extracurricular activities. Proms and homecomings were canceled. Then this school year, it was mask mandates that were optional for school districts until they weren't. Now we have the Chicago Teachers Union and others pushing to go back to remote learning. at the same time as school report card data is being released that shows steep declines in student performance as a result of school closures and remote learning, especially among low-income students. Enough! Stop targeting our children and damaging their lives now and into the future. I have shown the numbers many times. The flu kills more children than COVID. H1N1 killed 4 to 5 times more children than COVID. Children are 10 times more likely to die of suicide than of COVID, and that number scarily is rising. The lowest case rates for any age group are for children under 20. The hospitalization rates for children are 98% less, and the morbidity rates are 99.96% less than for people over 80. That means that a child under 20 is 2,500 times more likely to survive a case of COVID than an adult over 80. 2,500 times. Meanwhile, this week SAT scores for the state showed 17% fewer students met English standards, 18% fewer met math standards compared to last year. We must stop doing this to our children. If you are a youth association, a business, a school district, or a park district, I urge you to not let government mandates by politicians or bureaucrats pitch you against children, families, and parents, or put you between parents, children, and their doctors. Those of you on these boards have the ability, and I think the responsibility, to do what is best for our children at this point and stand up to this. The Village of Orland Park has repeatedly demonstrated that this can be done. You can take the pandemic seriously, and we have, and keep people healthy without destroying children's lives. We made common sense changes to our programs to make them as safe as possible. Then we continued with these programs. We did not close parks. We kept our preschools open. We allowed youth sports to continue. We continued to host children's events and tried to make life as normal as possible for our kids. In doing so, we maintained a lower case rate than the county or state, in spite of Orland Park having an older than average population, older than either of these other two groups. The second issue I wanted to talk about is crime. Our hearts go out to the family and friends of Wayne County Deputy Sheriff Sean Riley, who was killed in the line of duty, and Bradley Police Officer Sergeant Marlene Ritmanak, also killed in the line of duty, and Officer Tyler Bailey, who is fighting for his life currently. The career criminal that was arrested for this heinous act in Bradley has been arrested 21 times since 2014 and was out on a no-cash bond. This has got to stop. We need to protect our officers, our citizens, and our children by prosecuting crime and keeping violent criminals behind bars. I want to thank our department and our officers for their continued hard work keeping us safe. It is not easy keeping Orland Square the safest mall in Chicagoland, especially when you factor in the smash and grabs and shootings now prevalent throughout the region, thanks to the lax criminal prosecutions by Kim Fox and the lack of support for the Chicago Police Department by their mayor, Lori Lightfoot. The proactive efforts of our fine officers in cooperation with Simon Properties has made this possible. And thank you, Chief. I look forward to the 2021 crime statistic update at the next board meeting, so everyone knows that that's coming. Chief Mitchell, thank you again for the hard work of the entire department. I also want to read to you, because I get these every week, and these are the good news. Late evening on November 30th, my dad made a frantic 911 call to your department. He was in desperate need of help for my mom. Several squad cars were dispatched to their home. Though we lost our mom that night, we thank you for your help. All the respect and kindness your team showed our family did not go unnoticed. Every day your team made a commitment to serve our community. Your entire team has our thanks and heartfelt appreciation for all that you do every single day. I get these between every meeting, I get at least one of these. So, Chief, again, thank you for all your hard work. Joel and your team, thank you for, I know we've only had one snow event, but you did a great job on it. And I know, because we talked, that you actually hadn't had an event yet, so you actually did an exercise. And as I told Joel at the time, you can take Joel out of the military, but you can't take military out of Joel. And so they were ready for that event. So it went very, very well. So thank you very much. I want to thank staff for all that they do. I hope everyone has a great 2022. I hope we put this stuff behind us. We put COVID behind us. We start to get our criminal prosecutions back to where they should be and start protecting our citizens the way we should, so that by the end of 22, we're looking at a much, much better 2023. Thank you very much. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman?
A motion to go into executive session, sorry.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, approval of minutes, B, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performances, or dismissal of specific village employees, and C, setting a price for sale or lease of village property.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Going to executive session. Call the roll.
Trustee Healy.
Here.
Trustee Katsinas.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve the resignation and release agreement by and between the Village of Orland Park and Denise Maiolo.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radiszewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. We're adjourned.